Harper Audio presents The Wedding Date by Elizabeth Young. Read by Jasmine Hyde.
The invitation came on a Saturday morning, just in time to wreck my weekend. It read, Mr. and Mrs. Edward Metcalf request the pleasure of the company of Sophie and Dominic at the wedding of their daughter, Belinda Ann, to Mr. Paul Fairfax at the Inn by the Beck on Saturday, 11th of May at 1 p.m. RSVP. It wasn't that it came as a shock. When your sister's wedding date's been set, you don't have to wait for the invitation to find out. If you have a mother like mine, British Telecom lines are buzzing instantly. She'd probably announced it in the Telegraph, the Manchester Evening News, and very possibly the South China Morning Post, too. There had been an engagement bash back in January. It felt like just a few weeks ago, but 3 months had whizzed by since then. And if ever a party was thrown from mixed motives, it was Belinda's engagement bash. You only had to listen to my mother's remarks. To Maggie Freeman, the arch-rival neighbour, there was a barely concealed hint of up yours. Oh, yes, he whisked her off to Florence just last week, proposed right on the Ponte Vecchio. I suppose you've seen her ring. To me, it was a whispered, And I feel he'll be good for Belinda. Nothing wishy-washy about him. If you know what I mean. There must have been 40-odd guests, which was not bad at short notice. If you're a normally nosy person, like me, let me share some more eavesdroppings. From assorted friends of Belinda's, I heard this. He bought her that dress, you know. She won't say, but it looks like Versace to me. Mind you, Belinda could almost make British home stores look like Versace. I'm not sure I'd actually want a bloke like Paul. I'd never relax for a second. There'd always be half a dozen bitches trying to pinch him. From one of Mum's friends from the golf club, I heard, I always think it's a shame when the younger sister gets married first. Sophie must be coming up to 30, and it's so hard for girls these days. Half the chaps are raging puffs. Nobody ever believes we're sisters. Belinda modelled for a bit, among other things, but wasn't tall enough to make the grade. I have the inches at 5'8". But Belinda has the rest. Perfect size 10, creamy honey skin, a luxuriant mane of dark honey blonde hair and hazel eyes, and a face... Well, not that I'm an ugly sister, exactly. I'm a perfect size 13¾, 36C top, skin of cream without the honey, and a luxuriant-ish mane of garden variety dark brown hair like Mum's. I'd only met Paul a couple of times before. About 6'1", he had the lithe build of a tennis pro. At 31,